Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I was on the receiving end of a bad Christmas present probably 20 years ago, and I have never really gotten over it.
Right.
So you're very into Harry Potter, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been. I've never really touched it. This might actually be why. But it was a situation where someone in my family was thinking, what do we get young Robin for Christmas? So it's like 6 or 7. And they thought, you know what? Ron Weasley doll.
Right.
A real woolly, didn't even look like him. It was very much like a soft toy Ron Weasley. That's what we get for Robin.
Right.
And I was not interested. I didn't have a use for it. I basically left it there in the packaging. And Mum was like, yeah, fair enough. He's not into this stuff.
Yeah.
Then it was my best friend's birthday.
Right.
Big time reader. He would read Dickens. He would read a lot of Redwall, not well advanced for his age. And we didn't end up getting him a Christmas present. Or we were trying to come up with a birthday present. And Mum's like, oh, well, we've got this perfectly good Ron Weasley doll. You can give that to him. And genius. I just knew in my heart, that's a lame present. That's not what he wants. And I was begging to come up with something else. Can we get him something different? And Mum's like, put her foot down. I was like, no, you're being too sensitive. This is what you have to get for Patrick.
Right.
I went to the birthday party.
Yeah.
I think it was just in a plastic bag.
Okay.
Embarrassed, ashamed. I did not give Patrick the doll.
What did you do?
I hid it in his house. And I was like, oh, I don't know where your present went. It's just disappeared. I don't know what's happened to it. And everyone's like, this is really weird behavior. And I was very upset and self-conscious, but I just couldn't give it to him. And about 18 months later, I saw it was a dog toy.
Oh, wow.
And Patrick was like, yeah, we didn't really like the gift. And I'm like, yes, you didn't.
So he got it.
It was a bad gift.
He still got it as a gift.
He still found it.
So not only was that a bad Christmas present, it was a bad birthday one as well.
I know. I'm traumatized forever from gifting.
Well, that sort of cleansed you.
Got to live my truth.